We are on Daf, Tadik Dalit Omed Aleph. We are around 9 lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Aloche, Kerav Shimon ben Elozar. We had a member of Rav Shimon ben Elozar. The Rav Shimon ben Elozar had said, Hishbiach Neutel Shvochoi. If a Gazlan stole something, he was Mashbiach it, so then the Shvach belongs to him. Kichesh, but what if he was, if it was a Kash in the Dovol that was stolen? Oimeloi Harei Shaloch Lefonecho. And we hear here a machlokes between Abaye and Rove. What is Pshat in Rav Shimon ben Elozar? If there was a Kash, why can you say Harei Shaloch Lefonecho? So Abaye had said, because Rav Shimon ben Elozar holds Shini b'mkoyme yemedef, Shini is not koine, it still belongs to the Nigzol. So he says Harei Shaloch Lefonecho. Aye, this is, it's changed, it's nikrash, nothing. It's shaloch, there's no such concept of kinyan shinui, of ishtanis, so you can return it. That is how Abaye understood pshat and Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Rav is a pshat and Rav Shimon ben Elozar. No, Rav Shimon ben Elozar holds shini is koine. If it would be a krash deloy hoda, if it would be a krash that's a permanent damage, then Yizichar can't say Harei Shaloch Lefonecho. It's a shinui and the gazlan is koine. Now speaking about a krash to hoda, that means that the behemoth got thin, it's hungry, but this can be rectified by feeding it good food. So it's a shinui to hoda. Oh, a shini the hoda, that Rav Shimon ben Elozar holds is not a shini, is not koine, can say Harei Shaloch Lefonecho. That was the machlokes Abaye v'Rove, how to understand Rav Elozar ben Rav Shimon. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halachik Rav Shimon ben Elozar. We paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elozar. In other words, that he can, if it was nikrash, he can say Harei Shaloch Lefonecho. So the Gemara asks me, Omar Shmuel, Hochi, does Shmuel hold that we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Elozar? For Omar Shmuel ain't shomin loy leganev v'loy legazlan elo lenezokin. Let us see what Rashi says. Ain't shomin v'perek rishin gabi bailim metaplim b'nevela. They're speaking about, by Nezokin, let's say the Sheir of Reuven fell into the Boer of Shimon. So the Shaila is, how much does Shimon owe him? So Shimon tells Reuven, the Nevela is yours. So you take the Nevela. And then we have to figure out the difference of how much the Nevela is worth now, B'shas Tehezek, how much it was worth before, I'll pay you the difference. So by Nezokin there's a din, we evaluate the value of the Dova HaNizik, and then we add on to be Mashlim how much it was worth before that. So Shmuel said, you only shum by Nezokin. The Nezokin of the Shomin as a Nevela Lenizik, we evaluate how much the Nevela is worth, and that's how much the Nizik still has. Umaysef alei Mazik ad Shemashlam Noinizke. Now the Mazik will add on money to be Mashlam the Hezek, how much it was worth before the Hezek. Avol Gane V'Gazlin Shenot L'Behema. But what if you have a Gane V'Gazlin? They stole a behemoth. Umei soi kochish, or this became an avela, or it got weak. Ain't shomin, that's an avela. So we don't do the same on hoga. Let's figure out how much it's worth now. And the gazlan will be mashlim. the gazel will be mashlim the rest of the of the what was worth before the shastim zeilim. Hello, shalahemte. No. The dead behemah, the mikreshlik behemah, that belongs to the gazlim. That's the gazlim. He was kind of bishinu. The haim, and now, what do they owe? The nigzel, yishalmu behemah ma'alya. They're mechuyiv to pay back a gesunta behemah. And they stole a gesunta behemah. They give back a gesunta behemah. But they cannot in any way return the genizik behemah or the dead behemah and say, we'll pay you the rest, because I'm sorry, that belongs to the gazlan. Don't give that back to me. That's yours. Now you have to pay me behemim shleimim, chayiv shnayim yishalim, Taisus brings a drosha. You have to pay back with just like you stole a whole behemah, you have to pay back a whole behemah. Al kaponim, you see, you can't say reish aloch lefanecha. According, here Rab Shimon the Lozo said it was nikash, you'd return it and finished, and that's all, keep it, and that's it, and I don't owe you anything else. And here it says, and they say, cloth, not only do you return it, fakel, the gazlan keeps it, and the gazlan is to pay back the nigzel. So we hear the Astir and Shmuel. Here Shmuel said that what halachik Rab Shimon ben Alos that he could say reish aloch lefanecha. And here Shmuel said ein shomin lo leganav lo legazlan. And faker the gazlan keeps the dead behemah, and he pays the nigzel a behemah malia. So the Gemara says like this: Bishleim lechove da amaki kama Rab Shimon Alos ahosam bakroshe da hoda. According to Rav, that Rav said, Rav Shimon ben Alos also holds Shini is kind. Bishlam el Rav, the Amaki Kama, Rav Shimon ben Alos, Ahosam Bakrosh, Edoho, Dolei Kash. So then, it's no steer of these two members of Shmu. Ki Kama, Haloch, Eki Rav Shimon ben Alos, the Shini bim Koy, Meyayimit Bakrosh, Edoho, Rav Shimon ben Alos is speaking about when it's not a Shini, it's a Kash, that can become mesukin again. You could fatten the behemoth, so it's a shini dahoda. A shini dahoda is not a shini. So memele, so we say a reish aloch lefanecha. That's the case Rav Shimon Alos is speaking about. V'chikam ha-shmul ha-sam ein shaman loy legane v'loy legazlon elo nezokin akroshe d'loy hoda. Rashi says, "Kegoyin meisa einish beragla." That what Shmuel says in Shomim legazlon means if it broke its foot, if it died. So memele, then the gazlon was koinem bishinui, and he has to pay back a whole behemah, a behemah malia, and he can't say reishalach lefanecha. So memele, according to Rove, there is no stira in the two members of Shmuel. Elo la baye da oma. Ki koma, Rav Shimon Alos, the bakhosh, the loyo da koma. But a baye said Rav Shimon Alos holds. That a khosh, the loyo da is also not kind. A baye said Rav Shimon Alos, a fulu da behema died. You say, reish aloch lefanech. So we see that Rav Shimon Alos holds that Shini is not kind. So if Shini is not kind, can always say, reish aloch lefanech. So what is Pshat? This member of Shmuel, Shmuel said, "Ain't shomim legane v'legazlan. You don't give him back the nevela. You give back a good behemah. The gazlan keeps the behemah. He paskin like Rav Shimon ben Alosa. Ma yikal meima." The Gemara answers, "Abaya masni hochi." He said, in the lashon of Shmuel, we have to fix it up a little bit. "Abaya masni hochi." Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel. Amru, others said, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Alos. That's I hold. I hold ain't halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Alos, because I hold Shini is kaina. But others say, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Alos, that Shini is not kaina. V'lei le'svirale, I don't know that. Shmuel doesn't hold it. What does Rashi say? Amru alocha ke Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Kloima hochi amashmul yei sha'ima. The others that said alocha ke Rav Shimon ben Elazar. B'leilei svila. But I don't hold like that. Zut the Gemara vayta. Omar Rav Chiya bar Abba. Omar Rav Yochanan. V'var toira gzeila hanishtanis chayzeres beinehom. Minatoire, if there was a shinui, you also return it. Shenema veishibes agzela shegozal mikolmok. I learned pshat this posik veishibes agzelom. Returned the gzela mikolmok. Say it was nishtane, say it wasn't nishtane. So poshet, Rav Yochanan hold shinui is not koine. Vim taima mishne sein. So what do we do with our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Hagoysel Eitzim, Vason Kalim, Mishalim Kishas Agzela. I say, Gzela Nishtanis, Ischoysa. So it's a Kali, so give back the Kali. Gzela Nishtanis, Ischoysa. Why do you pay Mishalim Kishas Agzela? Mishum Takonis Hashem. The Mishnah is Al Takonis Hashem. That means, min ha-toyre, is mechuyev to give back the keli. A goy zolaitzim ha-son kelim, he mechuyev to give back the keli. But they made a takonis ha-shovim, that you pay how much it's worth, and you keep the keli. And perhaps, pshat in this takonis ha-shovim so far, could be pshat the takonis ha-shovim is as follows. That means that, let's say a person stole a keli, as a person stole eitzim, that the eitzim are worth, let's say, $100. He made a keli out of it. Now the keli is worth $150. Fine. That's worth $150. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says, Gzeila hanishtanes chayzeres meinem. So what does that mean? So that means that this keli, even though it changed before it was a piece of wood and now it's a keli, it belongs to the nigzal. It belongs to the nigzal. It doesn't belong to the gazal. You have to give it back. But I think there are two inyanim over here. The mitzvah of veheishiv, there's a mitzvah of veheishiv. I think the mitzvah of veheishiv is to return as a gzela. You have to return that what you stole. I didn't steal a keli. I stole wood. The mitzvah of veheishiv is you have to return what you stole. I stole wood $100. But since shini isn't kaine, so the keli belongs to you. So I have to give back the keli out to mamayni gaboch. I mean, it's my keli. It's the nigzal's keli. If shini isn't kaine, so you have to return the keli out to mamayni gaboch. You want kaine? It's my keli. It's my wood. It's my keli. Sayna chanami. So here Chazal stepped in. He said like this: if you're going to tell this person he has to return the keli out to mamayni gaboch, he won't do anything. Forget about it. So they made a takonis hashom. So this let him be mekayim mitzvus veheishiv al kapon. So the mitzvah veheishiv is you return what you stole. That's mitzvah veheishiv. Veheishiv is what you stole, you have to return. So let him return the $100. That's what he stole. And that, what even though meikar adin shinui is not koin and it's mamayni gaboch, it's still the nigzals. But that they said, al takonash shavim, we said, in order that the nesayim will be so big and the gazim will do tshuva, so we said, let him just pay for the how much the gzela was worth for shas gzela? He was mikayim mitzvahs veheishiv, and the yisrei nashavius, which really belongs to the nigzel, he said, "Let the gazlan keep it al takonis hashom." I think that is pshat in the present time how the gemara learned pshat. So the gemara, so fine. So now we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that shinui is not kind. Al takonis hashovim. He can keep the dovo shenishtane, and he just pays how much it was worth b'shas t'gzeil. So the Gemara asks, "Meyomar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, you really mean to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that shini is not koine? V'omar Rabbi Yochanan halocha k'stam mishne. Rabbi Yochanan said we paskin like a stam mishne. Usnan we learned a mishne in chulin." We had a Mishnah that says, was Reishis Hageis. and the Baal HaGeiz went and dyed the geiz, is potter. So he's potter to pay to the Kahanim, to give to the Kahanim the geiz, because he was kind of bishini. So now, if you learn, this is a Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Yechiel says we pass like a Stam Mishnah. So if you say, Shino is koine, that's very good. So Lamaise, he stole the geiz. The geiz is really Momen HaShevet. He stole the geiz. By making a Shino is a Gzele and a Shino Babasachas. So he stole it from the Shevet Kohune. It became his Alchini koine. So Mamele, he's not Machuiv to give away the geiz because Shino is koine. But if you'll tell me, Rabbi Yechon holds Shina is not koine, so Shina is not koine, so who does the geiz belong to? The geiz belongs to the Kahanim. It's colored, it's dyed, it belongs to the Kahanim. So the only lumdis of we said that even though Shina is not koine, even though Shina is not koine, you can keep it after Konus Hashom, we accomplish, he'll be Mekai Mitzvah Hashom. That means he'll pay how much the Gzela was worth for Shaz Gzela. So Memele, so that's Takonis HaShavim, he was Meshit. And the Memele Gaboch he can keep, in order to ensure that he should pay how much he stole. But in this case, what does he do? He dyed the wool, and he keeps everything. No, so there's no tshuva over here. He didn't do any tshuva. He's keeping everything, he's not returning anything. And he can keep it. So what, if Shina is koine, so good. I'm sorry, I stole it from the Shevet Kune. There's no chiyiv to pay them, it's Momen Shein Lei Toivim, it's Lav Gezel Gomo, whatever the lumdus is. So Memele, so, Fafalim. But if you say that Rabbi Yechon old Shina is not koine, so Meiker then is Mechuyiv to give this gaze to the Kahanim, so the Chazal never said in such a case he can keep it, because by telling him he can keep it, you're not making a takonas hashomim. He's not doing tshuva, he's keeping it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Miyom Rabbi Yechonon Hochi, Vom Rabbi Yechonon Halochi, Kistam Mishneh. We pass him like a Stam Mishneh. Usnan, Lehispik, Litnoi, Leachit, Sovei, Potom. He can keep it. Amalu Amid Rabbonon, V'Rab Yaakov Shmei, L'Didi Mefor Sheli Minei D'Rab Yechon. He says, you were learning wrong pshat, Rab Yechon. That, what Rab Yechon said, that Shinui, Dvar Teure, Shinui is not Koine, that speaking about Kegoin She Gozal Eitzim Meshutim, it's speaking about that he stole smooth boards, Vason Kalim, and he made, let's say, Kalim out of them, he made a box out of them, he banged 20 boards together and made a box. That's not a true Shinui, that's a Shinui Achoyza Lebriyos. So what is the Teretz of the Gemara? So the Teretz of the Gemara is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shinui Achoizer is not koine. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Memele, the Mishnah that says Lehispik Litnei Leachet Tovoi is speaking about a Shinui Shein Achoizer. It's speaking about he died at Bekola Ilom, that you can't get rid of this die. So that's a Shinui Shein Achoizer. So that is Taka Koine. That is Taka Koine. If the Mishnah is speaking about a Shinui Achoizer, so why does he keep the keli? He should return the keli also. That Rabbi Yochanan said, "We make takonas hashovim. We let him keep the keli. He should do tshuva. Now kapon him, pay back mashe gozal." And that's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Fine. Now before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention two ha'ores. One ha'ore. How do we say pshat in the Loshon of Rabbi Yechonah? Let's go back to the Loshon of Rabbi Yechonah. Omar Abchiyah Barabba, Omar Rabbi Yechonah. Dvar Teire, Gzela Nishtanis, Chayzer, Mina Teire, if there was a Shinui, Chayzer, Beinel. Shenema, Beheshiv, Esa Gzela, Ashegosa. It means a Pasuk. he's starting off on the pasuk. He's not saying, he's saying, Agzeila nishtanis is shenem aveshev es agzeila ashegos. Mikol moke. The pasuk means you return it mikol moke. Whatever happened, it changed, it didn't change, you return it. So he's coming to tell us, don't say Asher Gozel, if it's Kasher Gozel, if it's similar to it was Bishas. No. The Heishiv as a Gzeil Mikol Mokei. You mechuyev to be Meshiv the Gzeil any matter. Right? That's, he brings a posik. So now the Maskos, well, that's talking about Ashini Achoyza. But Ashini Shaini Achoyza, Ashini, that's talking about Ashini Achoyza. Ashini Shaini Achoyza, is you're not mechuyev to return it. So there's two problems. One problem is Ashini Achayzer is not a shinui. What's a mikol mokim? Nothing happened. It didn't change. So you need a posik. You should return it. He holds it's not a shinui. Number one. And number two, I saw they bring down a pshloime esa kasha. Fine. So how did Rabbi Yochanan learn that a shinui she'enei chayzer is kaina? Where did he have the posik? This pasuk, like this, we have a pasuk, Veishav es agzeil asher gozel, kasher gozel. You only return it if it's similar to what it was b'shas gzeil. If it changed, you're not mechuyev to return it. Today we know that Shini is kainim. Rabbi Yochanan learned this pasuk, no, asher gozel does not mean kasher gozel. Veishav es agzeil asher gozel, mikol mokei. Whatever it is, you're mechuyev to return it. Fine. Good, you're mechuyev to return it. So Mamela, so what if there was a Shinu Shaini Chayza? Make it easy that you don't have to return it. It says Mikol Moki. How do we learn Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Lule de Mistafine, I would perhaps like to say it's a Pshat in the Gemara. I don't know if it's the MS Pshat, but I'd like to say over, there's a Mirdek at Dvar Avrom. Perhaps with this Dvar Avrom we can understand Rabbi Yochanan. The Dvar Avrom says, as follows. Avram says that what is the difference of a shinui achoizer and a shinui she'enei chayzer? So Avram says as follows. There's a mitzvah of a heishiv. That means, let's talk about, I stole eitzim, bought, and I made a box. It's a mitzvah of Heshev is a gzeila. I should return it. I'm mechuyev to return. But the whole mitzvah of Heshev is to return what I stole. This is not what I stole. I stole boots, and now it's a box. A box is something else. A box is not boots. But there's a mitzvah of Heshev. So how do we live with these two things? The mitzvah of Heshev, mikol moke. Do you know what mikol moke means? Make it back boots. It's your mitzvah from the Heshiv, you mechuyev to take it apart. That's your mitzvah of the Heshiv. That means you're coming to tell me, no, it's not the Gzeila Shegozal, it's a box. A box is not boot. Fine, but it's a mitzvah of the Heshiv. So it's mutl on you to make from this box boot. And then you will become mitzvah of the Heshiv. That is what the Mikol Mokim is coming to be megalah. That it's mutl on you, that what Hashini Achoizel, is not kain, it's not pshat, it's not called a shinui. The way we others learn pshat, that didn't change. Each board is the same, but the board didn't change. It has next to it another board and another board, so it came a box, but each board didn't change. That's how others learn pshat in shinui achoizah. Now could be, but the Dvavam says there's another pshat. It's not true, it did change. It did change. Before you had 20 boards and now you have a box. This is not what I stole. But the mechiv of the heishiv is mechayiv you that you should make, you should return what you stole. So how do I do that? I'll tell you. Take the box apart. So the chiv of the that's pshat in the mikol moke. The mikol moke means that if you can be mechayiv mitzvahs v'heishiv by taking it apart, you mechuyiv to take it apart. That's a gzeile. The gzeila hanishtanis deval teure mina teure gzeila hanishtanis chayzeres beinah yomuchuyev to take it apart. That's al the chiyuv heishiv. The chiyuv heishiv is mechayiv you to take it apart. So that's why a shinei achoyzer isn't koine, because the mitzvah veheishiv is mechayiv you that since it's possible to return it the way you stole it, the mitzvah veheishiv is mechayiv you to do that. Ma she'ein kei a shinei she'ein achoyzer, so I have to return it. I can't. It's finished. It's unchangeable. So that is no mikol mokim. The mikol mokim is only a machayev. If you can change it, then you machuyev to change it. Now, let us see Rashi. Amishtanis, afopishan ishtanis, chayzeres beiner, kamoishi achshov, you return it, vafilo ishbicho, dishinu loikoni. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Vimtoyim amishnah seina diktoni deloy mishalim kelim, Ella the Mayatsim Alma Koni Bishini, he can keep the Kaili. So Mo said that this been Mastakona Sasha. Acha Tsavai Pata. Gamri, there it says that if the Bailam was Seveya the Gaze, so he's Pata Lagamri. Bahochetakona Sashova Maina, here you can't say that they said he could keep it out Sakona Sashova because he's keeping it. He's not paying anything. For Fulahochi Koni Bishini. So the Mayan says, Masnisa Mukila Rabbi Yechane Begoizalaisa Mishupim. Shimahochi Kama Rabbi Yechane, the time of Shim Takona Sashovimu, Tishini Ki Hai, Lav Shini, this is not a Shini to be kind. Let us see Taisvis, Ustan Lehispik Litnoi Loi, Taima, Lehmaisi Masnisin, the Gemara brought a raya that since Rabbi Yochanan and Paschal is like a Stam Mishneh, we have a Stam Mishneh that Shinui is Koine, and that we have a Stam Mishneh that Shinui is Koine. Taima Dloimaisi Masnissen de Behema Viskino, Vavodim Viskino, the Mishalim Kishas Agzela. Why did Gemara Teska Kasha from a Mishneh Chulin? Why didn't the Gemara ask a kasha from a Mishnah further than Baba Kama? There it says, a person stole a behime, vihiskino, and hiskino is a shinui. Avodim vihiskino, so the din is, he's koine, and mishalim kishas agzela. So you see clearly, that shinui is not koine. The shinui is not koine. It is not takonis hashovim to keep it, he wants to return it. And it says no, he keeps it. He is he clothed that Shini is kaina. And he has to pay how much it was worth Bishaz Gzela. So the motion of Esther Kashi from this Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan passing is like a Stam Mishnah. You have a Stam Mishnah that Shini is kaina. Why do you have to jump to Chulam? Now, so you say, that's not a Stam Mishnah, there's a Machlokes in that Mishnah. Rameya holds that by a body we say, Areshaloch Lefonecho. So Rameya holds, Shini is not Koine. So they don't have a Stam Mishnah that Shini is Koine. Bafilu Rameya Lepolik, Ela Bavodim. Rameya is only Choylik by a body. You can't say Ramei holds that Shini is not Koine, and he's saying, but I feel according to the Rabbonon, that you hold that Shini is Koine, but by Avodim it shouldn't be Koine, because Avodim ainim nigzolim kidboi lameim lekamon, the Ramei is like the Shini Koine, gabinois and tzema letzaba. They'll have a Mishnah later, that if a person gave wool to a person who dyes wool, and he told them, I want you to dye it red, and he dyed it black. So the din is, Rameya says that the dyer is kind of the wool. He has to pay how much the tzema was worth. So we see Rameya holds that Shini is kind. Now, by Avodim, he holds Shini is not kind because Avodim ain't him nixon. So Bekitzel, so Taisa says, so we have already a Stam Mishneh in Baba Kama that Shinui is Koine. By Behemish, Iskin, you can't say Reisha Loch Lefonecho. and the behemoth belongs to the gazlan, he has to pay how much the behemoth was worth b'shas b'gzeil. One mishnah. Va'oy is another mishnah. Oktoni in Baba Kama. Oktoni gozal behemoth b'beye v'nizdak. A person stole a matbeye, a coin, v'nizdak, and it got split. So a mele, he can't return it. It's a shinui. Mishalim kishas agzeila. Stam mishnah. So we see that what a shinui is koine. You can't say reish aloch lefonech. So why did the Gemara have to ask Rabbi Yochanan from the mishnah chula? V'yeshloima d'chol ani abimotze lameima v'avistam v'achakach machlekes. You're right. Gozol behime v'iskina z'astam mishnah. Gozol matbeye. The Nizdak is a Stam Mishnah that holds the Shinui Iskoine. But in the end of Baba Kama, further down, there's a Machlokes. The Pligi Lekamon, Rameya, Rab Yehuda. V'tzavoloi Odoim, V'tzavoloi Shochet. There it's speaking about that if a person gave wool or material to one who dies, that he should dye it red, and he dyed it black, or the opposite. So Rameya says, he keeps the wool. Rameya holds Shinui Koine. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you return the wool. But Shinui is not Koine. You could learn like that. Va'avah gav the time of Rabbi Yehuda loy mishim desover Shinui ene Koine k'may shaforish l'kamon. Even though Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is not because he holds Shinui Koine, mikoma k'mayinu l'chaylam litcheskei. We could say that that's the time of Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisa means to say as follows. If the Gemara would have asked from the Stam Mishnayis in Baba Kama and Daf Tzadikei and Daf Tzadik Vav, that it seems that these Mishnayis hold Shinui is Koine, Rabbi Yochanan and Paskin like a Stam Mishnah, so Rabbi Yochanan would answer and Shuldik. It's a Stam V'achakach Machloikis. That means if you look towards the end of Baba Kama, you'll see that Rabbeinu Kodesh was out of Machloikis of Shini is Koine. The Lomdus of Stam V'achakach Machloikis means as follows. Stam Mishnah means that when Rabbeinu Kodesh, they knew there was a Machloikis. There was a Machloikis, Shini Koine, Shini Aine Koine. But if, when Rabbeinu Kodesh learned the Mishnah with the Bnei HaYeshiva, the Bnei HaYeshiva were Kol Chachmei Adoyer, so they came to a conclusion, there's a machlokes, how do we pass it? If you have a Stam Mishnah, so that means that the Rabbeinu HaKodesh and the Bnei Yeshiva agreed that even though we know there's a machlokes, we're going to write the Mishnah Stam, in order that, that's how we hold, halacha we hold like this. So when they were up to that Tzadik Vav, they took a held like that, they made a Stam Mishnah. When they came to Daf Kuf Amud Beis, they started thinking over again. Is that really right? Should we talk a paskin that Shinui is Koine? They rethought it. So when they came to Daf Kuf, they said, no. We can't be Machia. So when it came to Daf Kuf, they wrote down there's a Machloikis in the Shaila. So Stam V'achakach Machloikis shows that at the end of the Masechta, they thought it over again, and they were Goyme Badatim, you can't be Soysim like one Tane. We have to tell the Welt, it's a Machloikis, and that's how they wrote down the Machloikis. So Stam V'Acher Machloikis, so they don't have Halochik Stam. Rabbeinu Kodesh wrote down the Machloikis. We don't know how the Halochik is. So Memele Sotaisva said, if you would ask Akash and Rabbi Yochanan, how can you, Rabbi Yochanan, Paskin? How can you, Rabbi Yochanan, paskin that what? That Shinui is not Koine. There's a Stam Mishnah that Shinui is Koine. Rabbi Yochanan would say that, I'm sorry, in Baba Kama there's no Stam Mishnah because it's Stam V'achakach Machlik. Aval hi v'lei hispik litnoim. But the Mishnah in Chulin that says that by Reishis HaGeis, if the Balabas was Seveya the Geis, so he's kind of the Geis and doesn't have to pay the Kahanim. So there we see there's a Stam Mishnah in Chulin that holds that Shinui is kind of. אפילו אבי סתם בחוד המסכת, ומחלוק את מסכת החיטה, איסל רבי יחנה הלוכה כסתם משנה. רבינו הקודש בסויסם אמון מסכת, את הראיה דת רבינו הקודש הלד להלוכה, that we paskin like that, because or else he would have in that mesecht told us is a machloikis. So that's why the Gemara asked the Kashe from the Mishnah in Chulin and not from the Mishnayis, which are later in our mesecht, because in our mesecht it's tam achakach machloikis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tono Rabbonon hagazlonin umalvei beribis shechziru. Gazlonin and Malva beribis, they return the ribis. The Malva returns the ribis to the loive. The Gazlon returns the gzela to the nigzel. Ein mekabli mehem. You don't take it from them. Va mekabli mehem, and if a person does take him from them, ein ruach hachomim noichei menu. The poshe pshat is the hachomim are not at all happy with his actions. Rashi here says a different type. Ruach Chachamim Leichem and in Ruach Chochme the Chassidus Pekirboy. There's no Chochme and Chassidus Pekirboy that he accepted it. Merdeke Mais. Omar Rav Yoichanan Bimei Rebbe Nishnes Mishnezu. This Mishnah originated Bimei Rebbe. And it originated because of a Maise Shehoye. The sign you will learn about Maise. Maise b'odam echad shabikesh laseh tshuva. With one person, he wanted to do tshuva. He wanted to, he was a gazlan, and he wanted to do tshuva. Amalei ishtai, his wife told him, Reika, you stupid person. Imata oise tshuva afila avnitei nishloch. You'll return everything you stole. You won't even be left with a belt. You'll have to give away everything. Well, this is a mitzvah that is a little too difficult for you to be Mekayim. No, he heard what his wife said. V'nimna v'lo yosa tshuva. He didn't do tshuva take. His wife told him, this is a mitzvah too difficult to be Mekayim. V'oi seisho omru. Hagazlonim umalvi ribish sheirziru ein mekablamen. Mekabel mehem in ruach hachomim leichemen. And someone is mekabel in ruach hachomim leichemen. As Rabbi Yochanan told us, this halacha originated bimei Rebbe because of this ma'aseh shehoye. Let us go a little further, and then we'll come back to try to understand this thing a little better. Frag de Gemara, Meisevei. We learned, Hiniach lam aviyim moi shal ribis. We're talking about the father had lent ribis, the money be ribis. The father, let's say, lent $100 and he got back $50. It was $100 for $150. Hiniach lam aviyim moi shal ribis. So they have here $50 that the father got back from ribis. Af al pi shehein yoidin shehein ribis. They know this is ribis to get money. Ein chayovin lahachzer. They're not mechuyev to return this ribistic money. They're allowed to keep it. So, that's what it says. Yerushim are allowed to keep it. Inu hu deloy. So let's learn the b'raisa elech that the father left over ribistic money, left over $50 of mois ribis, and they know this is ribistic money. The Yerushim are not mechuyev to return. In who? The loy. Then I'm going to return it. Ho aviyem, b'vaisto is the father, is chayiv l'hachse. So you see, klo, not the way Rabbi said, that ein mekabla mehen, chayiv l'hachse, what seems you're going to return it. And return means that he keeps it. That's what I say, chayiv l'hachse. So the Gemara says, no, this diyek is not a good diyek. Bidinu davim nami einei chayiv lahachzer. The father is also not mechuyiv lahachzer. So really, the father is not chayiv lahachzer. Afilu the father is not chayiv lahachzer. Al tzis takon av Rebbe. Aye, so why did the Tana tell us he niach lamaviyim that the Yerushim anachayim laharzer? Why didn't the Tana tell us a bigger chiddush that the Pan himself is nachayim laharzer? Ohot iktoni biditu bishum de kaboy lemisni seife. He wanted to tell us the seife, and he wanted to differentiate between the seife and the reish. What does it say in the seife? He niach lam aviyim pora vitalis. The father left over ribbis. The ribbis was a pore or a talis, or everything which is recognizable that this was the ribbis that the loive gave. Everyone knows this was the pore of the loive. This was the talis of the loive. Chayovim laharzer. The yoshim amachuyev to return it. Mipnei kevoid aviyah. That means we should not have this talus floating around, this pogo floating around, and everybody knows that this pogo and talus were given for ribis. So memele, so als kvoid aviyem, that means that. That's the only reason the mechuyev to return it is because of kavod aviyim. So memeila salts kavod aviyim that it shouldn't be an embarrassment for the father. Then mechuyev to return it. That's dafke if it's a davar hamesuyim. But the reisha that's speaking about money, so there is no din of kavod aviyim. So then a mechuyev to return it. So since it said in the sefer that chayovin laharzer, this is also different than al tzkovet avim. So said in the reisha, ain't chayovin laharzer. But don't be medayik in the from the reisha that they're not chayiv, but the father is chayiv. The father is also not chayiv. The father is not chayiv als this this the din malvi ribisher zero in mekabla man. But here it's saying al tzkovet avim the mechuye by adava mesuyim. So the Gemara seems to compare, just like one is not allowed to be mekalel anosi, that is only if he's ba'oisei ma'isa amcha, if he's an elach anosi. If he's an avarian, so then there's no issa of a nosi bam chaloi soya. So the Gemara held, kibbut of is also the same thing. It's oise maise amcha, then there's a mitzvah lechabed of it. If it's not oise maise amcha, there's no mitzvah lechabed of it. So memeilem, how can you tell me that they're mechuyev. How can you say that they're mechuyev to return als kvod aviyem with no mitzvah of kovod if the father's a roshe? He's not oisa ma'is amcha. He lends money beribis. The Gemara says, k'da'omar ha'pinchas b'sha'osa tshuva. Ha'pinchas said on another thing, but speaking about the father did tshuva. No, the father did tshuva, so ma'meo nada z'chiv al kibadov. How can tell me the father did tshuva? He also tshuva my boy Gabay. So how can make an akimt? He did tshuva. The ribbis is still by him. He did tshuva. What kind of tshuva is that? So he didn't do tshuva. He boy leila duri. So the Gemara answers, shloi hispik lahakser at shemais. No. He did tshuva. And he wanted to return it, and then Le'aleinu, he died. So Memele, so that is why but it's speaking about he did tshuva. So he did tshuva, not as a mitzvah of kibbutz. So now everything is good. So by Dova Mesuyim, Al Mitzvah's kibbutz, and Mechuyiv to return it. And if the Nichumam Aviyam Mois, there's no bezoin of the father, so then they can keep it. There's no chiyuv al kibudov, because there's no problem of kibudov over here. And the father could be, the father's also not chayiv laharsech. Als this thing of mal beribi sheziru ein mekabel mehem. A gavulche de yes kakash on the Rambam shita is that there's a mitzvah of kibud of on a roshe. The yes kakash from the Rambam and from this gemara. This gemara is a tira to the Rambam. Yeah, let us see. Rashi, Ein Chayovim Lahachzer. Now, this is totally in a sugya later, but just to understand a little what Rashi is saying, there's a big shaila. You have to know how to be Miyashim, the Gemoris, but the Machna Frayim, Hilchis Ribis, Klauser Shaila, is Rai is a hin in the hell, but let's just go to where our Rashi is. The Torah said that a malve is not permitted to take ribbis. Took ribbis. What happens now? Does the ribbis become his? Good, he went on to that. He took it, finished. The Leiva gave it to him, and he took it. Now, whose money is it? He'll be Mekadosh now on Isha with this money. Is it his money? Say, I'll tell these, listen, it's not, I won't give you a hechsher from the Sachta Sarabonim of this money I got, but it's my money now, and she's Mekodeshes. Or, it's not his and God's, you have no right to take it, it's not his. So it's a big tumult, this Rayis, Ahin in the air. So the Machna Frayim wants to say Pshat, what the Rashi is really being done, like a mother further than a Grace Lamachos. Al Kaponim, this Gemara held that it's not the Malva's money. Either Levi gave it to you, shouldn't have Levi gave it to you. You were choking him by the neck. He needed money. He said, lend me 100,000. Sure, if you give me 150. So he had an eitzah. Give me an eitzah. So he had agreed to it. But he's not giving it to you, Belev Shalom. He's giving it to you because you forced him to give it. So Memele, so there's a small to say it's guest. It's not your money, I'm sorry. He gave it, you took it. That doesn't mean anything. It's guest. There's a small to say it's guest, and the Ish is not Mekadesh. Fine. So now, Rashi over here is going according to this Malach. See, it's a Gemara, it's a whole Sugivaita Nagoyz on the Malach. So Rashi is explaining why Ein Chayovim Lahasa. Why are they not Mechayovim Lahasa? That means like this. If I say that it belongs to the father, it's an Averit, but it's finished, it's done, it was a mitzvah to return it, but it belongs to the Malve, so then there's no problem. So why do Yoshim Namachuyim to return it? It's the father, the Yashim. But if you learn it's Gezel by the father, that really never belongs to the father, so now we have a tremendous problem. So what's that the Yoshim Namachuyim to be Master? It's Gezel. It's stolen money. Why are they Namachuyim to be Master? Zot Rashi. Ein chayovim lahazer v'chsi v'heishi v'sagzela shagozol v'gazlan is mechuyiv to return it. V'hani loigozol midi. They didn't steal anything. V'kanino b'shini rishutz. They were kaina b'shini rishutz. It was yiyush v'kosova v'shush yairish kishus lekeyato. So it was yiyush v'shini rishutz. When he gave it away to the father, when the lady gave it to the father, he didn't have any havam, he's never going to get it back. So my mainly was miyayish, but it never belonged to the father. Yish is and kai never belonged to the father. Now the father died. And there's a whole sugi later, they say, Rishus Yerish Kishus Lakeya, Rishus Yerish Lav Kishus Lakeya. Do I say that the Yerish is b'mokim aviyim? It's just like the father. So just like the father's and kai never yish, they also can't be kai, it's an extension of the same Rishus. Oh, Rishus Yerish Kishus Lakech, there are different Rishus. So Rashi says, Pshat this Mishnah, that the Tana holds Rishus Yerish Kishus Lakech. So Yish Vishini Rishus, they were kinda the money, it's theirs. And the Mela, so then I have a chuyah to give back to the Leiva, it's our money now, fine. But about Dovah HaMesuyim, Dovah HaNikol HaRabim, Zuhi Shagosal Plaini Vinichal Yosho, but a pore or a talis, and everyone will point at, oh, this is the ribbis that the father took. So Memela, then the Mechuyev to return als Kvoid Aviyah. So the Gemara says, Kibbutov, is that Kibbutov, Maisa Amcha? Is that Layosa Maisa Amma? He lent money by Ribbis, he took Ribbis. Einem Chayovim by Kvoid, he's not Mechuyev by Kvoid Aviyah. Hapinchas Pachayim by Kodesh. Yeah. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about that Osa Tshuva, and in the Tosa Tshuva, some Amela, so that's the whole thing. Let's just go a little further, and then perhaps we'll get a little clearer in this idea. Toshma. Hagazlonim umalve beribis, afapi shegovu, even though they were goive the money, machzirin, even though they were goive, the machuyiv to return. Now, since when there's a gazlon goive money that he steals, he's not goive. But the Gemara, Gazlonim Maisha Govu Ike, I Gozul Gozul, Vilay Gozul, Lay Gozul. What are you saying? Manushech, if he stole it, he's called a Gazlon. If he didn't steal it, he's not called a Gazlon. What's that? A Gazlon Shegovu. Ela Eima HaGazlonim Umayniyu Malvi Ribis. And he also seems the same. A Malva Beribis is a Gazlon. Afa Pi Shegovu Machziri. Even though they took the ribbis, they have to return. No, so here's a kasha. We had before, agazlonim amalva baribbis, shechziru ein mekabla mehem. And here it says, machziru. Omri, so the Gemara answers, machzirin, the ein mekabla mehem. No, steal it. They return it. That's what they have to do. They have to return the money. But you're not mekabel from them. I mean, the loive, the malve comes to the loive, and he says, here's the ribbis I took from you. And the loive says, I'm not mekabel. You can keep it. That's a taich machzir, they mekabel. Elo lomo machzir. So the whole thing is a spilichol. So why do you give it to him? Now you can keep it. Lots of Shidei Shemai. Lots of Shidei Shemai. Zot Rashi, Zim Legos, Legos, Makar Lu Gazlo. Afa Pishe Govu, Choskin Loyu Govu, the Makarim Ishtore, they won't go to the Ribbis, we think we'll let them be going to the Ribbis. Those go to the Ribbis, they Makhuyev to be there. Now, let us try a little bit to understand what's pshat in this halacha. My son HaTorah Shmuel brings down the machlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim. The Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila says as follows. He says, now, that what the Rambam says in Hilchos Gzeila Kayemis, that we'll understand when we come to the end of the sugya. But let's just not worry about it. Rambam Hilchos Gzeila says as follows: Ta'kaf Halacha Yidin. Loihoisa Gzeila Kayemes. If the Gzeila was not Kayem, V'rotza HaGazlon Laseish Tshuva. And the Gazlon wants to do Tshuva. U'bo Meihelo V'hechse D'mei HaGzeila. The Gazlan wants to do tshuva, and he comes and brings back the Zayla, the Mayak Zayla. Takones chachomim she'ein mekablim imen, you're not mekablim. Ela oizrin oisek, will help this Gazlan, u'moichlin oisek, u'moichlin. So he comes here, I want to pay up, he comes, I want to pay up the Zayla, I want to pay up the ribbis. That's very nice, that means he's So we help him. We help him with the tshuva. This is, we thought we're meichelim. The lekare aderech hayeshora al hashor. It should be easy to do tshuva. So Mamela, like this, if he would take it, the next, the he has a house stacked with
Gesel and Ribbis, would be very difficult for him to do so. Now he sees Baruch Hashem, and he gives it, and it's Michael. So that was in Tibet. So go over to all the Nigzolim and do the same thing. So we see from the Rambam Amir Likizach, so the Rambam Amir Likizach, what was the Takana? The Takana was, if he returns it, you should be Michael. How was the Takana? So Cholah Yisrael. He's Mekai Mitzvahs Vaheshiv, and you're Michael. Zuchter Rav Amandit, Amir Likizach, he says, Venirali, Chachamim said, you have to be Michael. What if he said, I'm not Michael? I don't care. Yeah, the Chama holds on me there. I'm not Michael. He stole $1 million from me. I'm not Michael. Finished. Look to Rav Amagid. If he could slap the Gazlan to Bezlan. And Bezlan, we might see $1 million from the Gazlan. That means the Rambam learned shot in this Takone, they said, this is the proper thing to do. If you want to do tshuva, be Michael. If you don't, we won't give you shishi anymore, that's for sure. And look, I'm in Neichem, I know that. But he's saying, but after the shishi, I want $1 million better, so I'm in a chanami. He can schlep, and the Avamagit says, because he tastes his akash, we find that the Binecha Zalvi were done in exilus. So the Avamagit, yeah, sure, he can be done in exilus. If the Nigzel does not want to be Michael, if the Lord does not want to be Michael, we're done this dinner. This is one Rambam. The Rambam Perik Dalet Alochi Yud Gimel Mimalva Veloive Klaus HaShaila. Let's forget about our Gemara for 1 minute. The Rambam Klaus another Shaila. Let's forget about all Takonis. What is the din before all Takonis? Veloive gave ribbis to the mouth. He paid about fine. Now the din is the Malva is mechuyif to pay him back. Malva is mechuyif to pay him back. So what is the din if the Leiva was moichalim? Let's forget about all these takonas. The Leiva was moichalim. He said, you don't have to pay me back. What is the din? So the Rambam, if the Leiva is moichalim, tzicha helps. Because, say, brings the ayah from our din. Because the whole takona was you should be moichalim. But al kaponim, you see, that Mechila helps. The loy kehagoinim she Mechila in a mayo klum she kol ribi she boi lo Mechila v'oscha Mechila zu. The goinim said, what do you mean Mechila? He gave it to him. And then he says, Mechila, he gave it to him. And the Torah said, Mechila doesn't help. So Aphili says, I'm Mechil 20 times, Mechila doesn't help. That's what the goinim said. Dr. Rambam, I'll bring you a ride and Mechila does help, because that's not our Gemara. Our Gemara is that Rebbe made a takana, you should be Michael, but Al Kaponim, you see Mechila help. Look the Lechem Mishnah, so what did the Goyim do with our Gemara? So the Goyim wants a different Pshat in our Gemara. The Goyim of Pshat in our Gemara is Chazal wa mafkiya dechiyat. Yeah, Mechila doesn't help. Chazal wa mafkiya dechiyat. That means even though min ha-teire a gazlan owes a nigzol, even though min ha-teire a malve that has ribis owes the loive, the chacham wa mafkiya dechiyat. Hefke doesn't hefke. Al takonis, Rebbe made a takona. We can't, We don't want the Gennet to be too full of people who died without doing tshuva. We want people to do tshuva. So memeila, so they were mafkiya dechiyah. That's how the Goinim learned shah. So Tatera Shmuel, fine. So memeila, to live along this. Ain mekabli mehen, because they were mafkiya dechiyah. It's mafkiya dechiyah. According to the Goinim, you can't talk to Rav Magid, says it will say, I'm not moichulim. And Shuldik, it's not, we don't need your mechila. The good mold mechila is no bachlal. They were mafkiya, the chiyah of the malva to the loiva, of the gazlan to the nix. Fine. So what is Pshat in our Gemara? Our Gemara says that, a gazlan in a malva beribis, hafa pi shegovu, machzire. And speaking about a malva. Amalva beribis, And even though it was Goyve, Machzir. So the Gemara asked Akasha, you said that they mekabel mehem. So the Gemara said, Omri Machzirin, they mekabel mehem. Elalama Machzirin, lotzeis yidei shamay. So according to the Rambam, Lachair Admor is Meredik. That's not Gemara. They're two different things. He's Mechuyev to be Machzir, lotzeis yidei shamay. There's a mitzvah Hashavah. He's Mechuyev. But this Chazal said that the Migzal or the Loiva should be Meichel. Ulama Mazir, not the Shidei Shemai. That's very good. But according to the Gainim hold that the Chazal, not his Meichel, you can't be Meichel in this. They were Mafkiya the Chir. They said, you don't know him. So, Ulama Mazir, not the Shidei Shemai, and what is Pshat in this? So I saw Natar Shmuel, he brings down Amashmoisim, the Chiddush Yerim, said as follows. A Gazlan owes Bedinei Choshen Mishpat HaNigzal. It means he owes the money. He's chayv to pay. Vaheshim says he's chayv vaheshim. He's mechuyv to pay the Gzela. The Choshen Mishpat Kechiyot that he owes him Chazal Mamakir. He doesn't know you. You can't schlep him to bed. Just like we have a cloud by Kimle B'darabmane. Kimle B'darabmane is not Mechuyev. But there's a Chiyuv Lotzeis Yidei Shemayim to pay him. There's no, that they were Mechuyev, the Chiyuv, the Choshemishpatike Chiyuv. The Choshemishpatike Chiyuv, that they said, he's not Mechuyev to pay. There's still a chiyu, lotus yidei shemaim, there's a lotus yidei shemaim, the kechiyu. Loma mahzirim, lotus yidei shemaim. So it could be in the lotus yidei shemaim, the goyim ha'ot could be helps mechila. That means, if the choyshe mishpat, the kechiyu, lamaise, is not, the choyshe mishpat, the kechiyu, chazal makid, the choyshe mishpat, the kechiyu. But there's a chiv lotzis yidei shemayim. So on the lotzis yidei shemayim, there's a din ain mekablam. There's a din ain mekablam. But there's no chiv whatsoever for him to give it.